Blog Talk Radio.
Buka Yang Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Alhabetit La Asaf Hanimut Lelohim Uze Havu Lelohe Yaakov Su Zenwa Utneto Tino Naim Elnaveo Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Reyo Hage Ki Huf La Yisrael Tu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihose Sam Bezit Alwiet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasivoti Misavel Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Badzara Kalata Vahalvet Inu Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yizreye Im Tishmale Lo Yige Vu El Za Dilo Tishkahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'ewet Midrayim Hachetse Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vinizeyer Lo Avale Eva Asahe Bishweli Leba Yaku Bimboa Zote Lu Ame Shomea Li Israel Birwake Yahaleko Kima Oeve Apnea Vai Zoe Ashiv Yadit Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Loyan Vaya Akile Nehale Heta Umizo Devash Asbeo
for the Bible.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come and need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Them coulda never touch the anointed. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we turn to this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come in here to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Be aware of temptation, so you can see it when it comes. Look to the path of righteousness, for such is the way.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
Love John is, you know. John! It's our life and our salvation. The social life, you know one.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick a sufferer while he's down. Give to my nephew and proper man. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise. Listen, Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and I feel I've got to learn. Kindness is a raindrop, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Now I'm up and riding, riding in tranquility. Gain my stability from the Almighty. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to see you, no place to see. Judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And the judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick up over while it's down. Give to my husband and it's got a plan. Bravo man. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. When I judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. When I judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Jamaica, judge of all my fooling, and I feel I've got to learn. My name's in the raindrop, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. When a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. When a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Shalom, Chabarim. Greetings, greetings, brothers and sisters, Windemoch, Hittoch, and Natoch, mothers, Greetings, greetings, Machibur Tenuch, Machibur, Machibur Society, Machibur Congregation, Chabere. We have the Chaber, the Chaberim, both the Hebrew, Hebraic, and also the Amharic as well. The word for the aggregation, congregation, also for associates, colleagues. Yes, I, those in the same league, especially in the school of His Divine Majesty. So here we are beginning a new book, the second book of HaTorah, of the Pentateuch, of the five volumes, the five books ascribed to Moshe. Here we're beginning Shemot, Shemot. In the Hebrew, it's called Shemot. In the Royal Amharic, it's called Simoch, Simoch. Now, here's some of the Rastafari sabbatical slides, some of the slides that we have, the PowerPoints, also the PowerPoints, the presentations for the respective Torah portion reading and feeding. So here, we are in the early hours of the morning from the Sunday, the first day, the Yom Rishon, or the Ehud, first day. Malkam Ehud, Malkam Samint, which is to say a beautifully good, a good week, as you say, the week, but Rastafari, we keep it sabbatically strong. And in order to keep it strong, we stay up in I studies. Study to shew thyself approved to he who be who ye be, who has called we by that new name, precious name, new name, yes, I, Rastafari. So here in applying the principles, applying the king's principles, applying the teaching of His Imperial Majesty to I and I liberty and to study to shew yourself approved. So here for this new week, you know, this week's reading, and we still call it the week's reading because that's where we're going to start out, you know, before the actual reading and the reasoning, the reading and the writing, the reading and the rising, the aliyah. So here, even I and I getting ready for this new sabbatical strong, and we make the week strong, you know, from the weak to the strong. Right, how do we keep it strong? Rastafari sabbatical. How do we stay strong? Right. Well, the word, the glory of His Divine Majesty says to I and I and we in Ephesians chapter 6, right? Chapter 6, the fourth part, it speaks about the warfare, the irritical warfare of the spirit, the irit-filled believer, right? Because, you know, we strike out, we trample, we try down the lie, the believer. Right, the Amanyoch, the Mitmanan, the Ethiopic word that relates to the Hebrew and the roots right there. So the warfare, as we seal up the Sabbath with psalms and praises in Psalm 144, one of the psalms for the termination of the Sabbath. And that psalm right there, you know, we prepare to renew the weekly warfare, right? That warfare. We're in the world, but we're not to be of the world. So we have to kind of fill up. We got to fill up with the I. We got to fill up with the word. So here in preparing, especially here with the second book of Moses, the second semester, right? Within our sabbatical, the Shana, within the year, you know, the Shana. Very, very interesting words right there to get in some more of the meaning of it. We just touch on it just briefly here just to focus on the subject matter right here for this V-log right here. And this V-log right here is, well, brethren, right, and sistren, right, but brethren especially to the brethren to whom more is given, more is required. How do we overcome the weak? And be strong in Yahweh, truth, and life. Well, this word from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, speaking of the A item, 4A, Here we're using the Scofield Study Bible, Ephesians chapter 6, right, verse 10, chapter 6, verse 10. This begins the fourth item, the Spirit-filled believers, the warfare of the Spirit-filled Mitmanan, the Amanyo, which those with the true Amen, the true Emuna in the Hebrew, the Emuna, the true Emnet from the Amene root, where we get the Amen. Yes, I. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Ha'adon. Be strong in Ha'adon, Adawan, in Adonai, Rastafari, and the power of his might. Right? And the power of his might. So putting on the full armor. Right, even for this new Torah portion reading and feeding as we're going down, right, here in the season, going down into Mitzrayim, down into Egypt, more, even more fully here with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Exodus. Exodus, the movement, right, the movement of Jah people. Now, the movement here is down into the bondage, right? Here in the seasonal sabbatical studies and the reasonments, we have Shemot. Shemot equals Exodus. Shemot. What is Shemot? Shemot is the names. The names equals Exodus. Now, we hope to bring forward a shiur that we do this regularly. Sometimes we, you know, things just get so caught up and, you know, we miss to do it and we have to kind of catch up sometime later on, you know, in the week in order to strengthen, you know, to get strong, to strengthen up. It's about the strength, right? That strength, right? Strength, as some of I and I people would enunciate, the strength, right? Being strong and strong in the word, you know, strong in taking that time for heart and mind, especially for the sons, especially for the mandem, right? This is how we mind up. Right, and how we mine up, right? And so this is for ethnic Israel, ethnic, right? We can say the ethnic Yehudi, the ethnic, the once lost, now found, the black and the brown. So this is the mind, then we have to charge. How do we charge that divine spark, the divine, the melanin? Now, not to get so much into the melanin right here, right now, but we have to touch on the melanin. Cause a lot of folks think that because we have melanin, the epidural melanin, but it's also charging that neural, the neural melanin, right? That neural, like in the mind, right? Now, black and brown and, we say, melanated, we say, peoples, you know, especially, we say, superficially on the skin, you know, at the skin level, you know, have melanin. But then all, you know, all peoples to some degree have some level of melanin. Now, it's hard to assess what is the neural melanin, you know, the melanin that we have within, right? That's a divine spark, that black dot. But by charging it by the receptivity, right, the receptivity to the word, and also that discipline to take that time, right, to take the time. You can't really make time so much because time is, but we take the time to prepare. So it's usually on the first day, which is known as the Ehud, the first day that we seek to, you know, take the time to prepare, take the time to be still and say, okay, it's a new Torah portion reading and feeding. What is this Torah portion reading? What's the name of it? What's the number of it? Speaking about the Sabbath, the sabbatical, where are we, you know? Because what gets measured gets done. What gets measured, right, gets managed. What gets measured gets improved, right? So to grow, in order to grow in grace and in the gnosis, the knowledge, or Hebraically speaking, the da'at, which sounds a lot like data because it is the gnosis, the knowledge. So some of the basics right here, speaking of the aliyah. What is the aliyah? The aliyah, the ascension, the aliyah, the going up. In fact, got to bring forward this a brief study on the word Aliyah. Now, most might know Aliyah because of the singer, you know, Jah rest and bless her soul, and you know, she rests in grace and rise in glory. You know, most know of Aliyah. You know, most of the lost, you know, found sheep who might know of Aliyah. So when they say, we say the Aliyah, That's one enunciation of it. But sometimes we will enunciate the way that the people can at least be able to begin to grasp it, like Aliyah, the ascension, the going up. Now, this Torah portion right here, we're going to apply this right here to this particular Torah portion right here, because here we're beginning second book, right? The second book known as Exodus. And with this second book known as Exodus, even if ones and ones were not able to apply all these principles as they're growing, so forth and so on, previously, hopefully in the next Shana, the next go-around, you know, sabbatically speaking, one will get an opportunity to apply and also to heal up to the brethren, you know, here and there, you know, linking even in the social media, even on the IG. I think it was Media K as well, and Brother Ross Simon also, Super Hebrew 36. I mean, there's many other brothers and sisters who we see them posting things and posting updates and different inspirational things that show I and I that, you know, iron sharpen iron, you know, that they're in the studies as well and staying in tune, you know, keeping I and I heart in tune. Right, keep our heart, I and our mind, I and our thoughts in tune. Right, because when we speak about even Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, some people look at Jerusalem and these names, even like say Israel or whatnot. Even we talk about the Canaan, the Canaan, or even we talk about Mitzrayim in Egypt. They're just looking at it as a physical, a five cycle space. Oh, it's over there because somebody named that Egypt is there, or Canaan is there, or Jerusalem is that city right there. In the mystery school, right, of the King of Kings Christ, right? When he says mystery school, right, because, yeah, we can get into that in the scripture. It's in the scripture. It's in the scripts. And from the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari perspective, as His Majesty says, I now, we for my part, I glory in the Bible. If we glory in that new Shem, the new Shem, the Hashem, by that Hashem, the new Shem, the precious Shem, right? The precious Shem, Shemot, the precious name by which we are called. Then we will do well to give ear to hear, right? And come make with reason, right? Reasoning, rising, but an important step in the reasoning, and you know, the reading, the reasoning, and the rising is also the writing. There's a Ethiopic statement, you know, Amharic. It's in Amharic. It's on the old, during the imperial, during the divine, you know, manifestation time. There's the old poster, the Amharic poster, that says on one side of it, it has an Amharic writing around it, and it says, "Yemai sifu idjoch ainorum yemai sifu," that which don't write idjoch. And the idj and the yid, the hands, yid, right? The yad, the yid, the id, the hands that don't write, right? Ainorum, are not established, don't exist, don't live. So hands that don't write. So writing is very, very important, because Ha'elohim teaches I and I through writing, right? Much enough that I and I would have never known. So it's through writing, right? Hands that don't write don't live. So what gets measured, right? How we measure I and I studies, right, is also what gets done. So here for this 13th, here at the 13th, which is a very good number, 13 months of sunshine, 13 months of sunshine, the number 13, what a number. Even just the numerics of it all, just getting to the number of it all, even on that particular aspect of the reason and the readings and the studies. But the mana, this is I and I sabbatical mana. So here we're at the RastafariFoundation.org site, right? And in the top menu, right? In the top menu is under this week's reading, right? So hopefully by the time you fulfill the seven, coming to the seven respectively here, we're in 2020, right? According to the Gregorian calculation of time, you know, going from low degrees to high degrees, right? So in this Shabua, Hebrew for the seven, Shabua, Shabbat, Sheba, seven, in this Samint in the Amharic for this 7 days. So the first day is the Sunday, right? The first day of the week is the Sunday. First day, Sunday. Second day, Monday, right? Or ones might call it the Moon Day. So here, right here, this is January 12th, 2020, when this was posted up there. So we have this week's portion, right? Number 13, Shemot, names, in them Amharic is Simoch. So there even is a very important Afro, when we speak about the Afro-Shemitic, what is the Afro-Shemitic connection, Afro-Shemitic, right? Kamo-Shemitic. We're going to touch on that as well, because one of the brethren, actually our first vice president, Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, on one of our, the DSR sites, he had, you know, shared something that I think, was it Sheikh Anta Diop and I think Obenga, right? You know, God bless them for their work, you know, speaking about the linguistics, the language, and why some have termed it Afro-Semitic. But it's very important because even the Afro-Semitic or Afro-Shemitic terminology basically shows you that this legacy, the legacy of I and I, we, the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, our divine heritage, is that it shows us that the whole Hebrew legacy is black, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, or we could say even African, so to speak, for lack of a better word, right? Because many different peoples, nations, tribes, so forth and so on, right? Some share similarities, some share diversity. Right. But here for this Torah portion reading and feeding right here, right, picking off Exodus. Right. So here when we scroll up the page, here we're at the Rastafari Groundation.org. Top menu, right? On the top menu, go under the menu items, you know, the resources, the menu items, this week's reading, right? This week's reading. So just to make you know, good you know, reference to that, here we're at, actually looking at this right here at the website, so we can just see exactly where it is posted. Yes, under the resources, free PDF books, Torah readings, and when you go to Torah reading menu under resources, right, you'll find this week's Torah portion, just so you can find this as well, bookmark it. Recommend that ones and ones, you know, bookmark it as well as a point of reference. Also PDF, you know, PDF the page. We often do that. You know what I mean? Even at this present time, often PDF the page. You can also, you know, refer or review some of the previous Torah portion. And what we have there is just a basic peshat, like a plain overview, right? Of course, we put disclaimers on some of the, you know, shared information, because some of the information, some of the shared, the better of the shared information that's out there, but often with the discipleship, the radio, the podcast, the reasonings, you know, we'll go in some of the details when ones might point out something and something might be, you know, a little different the way we have come to, you know, read it, reason on it, you know, and rise. So here we have to update, you know, update the collective, you could say the gnosis, the knowledge that we have right here. But here, for this Torah reading, right, to get into the Aliyah, right, the Aliyah, right, what is the Aliyah? Aliyah, ascension, going up. As you said, we're going to touch on the vid, get in the vid, you know, we can just get into, zoom into that word, that particular word, you know, zoom into, well, what are the nuances? What does that word really mean? Where is it in the scriptures? You know, that's from the Hebrew. How do we cross-reference that, like the, you know, the ma'elot, right? The shir ha-ma'elot, ma'elot, ma'alot, right? The ma'elot, me'arig. We have the term me'arig, me'arig. What is a me'arig? It's a ali, arige, to go up, to ascend. But it has a few related meanings, you know, within the Hebraic sense. Even the immigration or the migration or even repatriation is also related with that terminology that has a more ecclesiastical, more like a churchical, Judaically speaking, a churchical sense, or like even in the synagoga. Synagogue, basically, the Knesset means the gathering together. Seen together, gaga means to gather together. Right? Don't get it twisted, because over here in Revelation 2 and 9, 3 and 9, it says synagogue Satan. That means that's a gathering together of Satan and those who oppose the truth, for there are those who are for the truth, right, of the King of Kings, Christ, as I and I and we seek to be, right? All praise, glory, and strength, and so help I and I as divine majesty, Hashem Yeshua. So here we have Exodus chapter 1 to Exodus chapter 6, verse 1. This is the sabbatical bread, right? The sabbatical bread. And a good word pick would be to take a, you know, like a loaf of bread, so to speak, right? You know, it could be done in different forms. It could be the kitah, like an injera. It could be a flatbread, but a loaf of bread right now, right? That one loaf of bread, think about that Damian Marley, you know, tune out there, the loaf of bread, you know? It's an excellent tune for this Torah portion, and, you know, there's these reasonments right here. But you take a loaf of bread, and you divide the bread into seven parts, right, into seven parts. It's like the manna. Remember the manna? What the manna? Manhu. Manhu, that terminology in the Hebrew for manna came from the Hebraic and from the sense of they were asking, like, what is it? They could not tell. They did not know what the manna was. It was like, manhu, you know, what is it? You know, what is it? You know, manhu, what is it? What is this? You know what I mean? And it's like the Torah portion. When it comes to the Torah portion, it's like manna, right? It's the Rastafari manna. Well, what is this? What is this? Manhu, manhu, like, what is it? You know, man, like, what, and who, right, mean like he or it. Like, what he, what it, what is it, what is he? So what is this? What is this Torah portion that we know as Shemot, right? And Semoch. Shemoch in the Amharic, Shemoch, 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 right? Actually, it's Shemoch, not syllabated. So we have the S and the Sh. Hebraically, we have Shemot, right? Shemot, Shemot, the name, the Shems. And then in the Amharic, we have Shemoch, right? To just show that correspondence of the biblical Hebrew, right? Afro-Semitically speaking, and the royal Amharic, Afro-Semitically speaking, according to the prophecy that we have in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, he would turn to the people a pure language, a pure lip, a pure tongue, so we can all call upon the name of he who be, we be divine majesty with one consent. This is the key. This is the divine heritage key. The divine heritage key. So speaking about the Rastafari mana here, speaking about the divine heritage here, speaking about this Torah portion right here, and going over some of the basics. Probably have to get into this in maybe another vid where we would like to show, well, how do we go about this every, you know, the best practices and procedures, right? Ones might be able to learn something, maybe this will apply for some, maybe others may even have a kind of another or better technique, and they can share that as well, iron sharpen iron. But here we have this Torah portion reading and feeding. First, let's go over the page right here. Then we have the first part of the reading is the Torah. The groundation is HaTorah, the, you know, the five books of Moses, right? The Orit, Ethiopia, the Orit Torah. Then we have the prophets reading, right? The Nabiyat and the Amharic and the Nabim, Nabiyayim, Nabim, Navim, some say, reading. Here we have Yeshai, Yeshayahu, Isaias. Then we have the Brit Chadash, Brit, the Covenant Chadash, or the Hadith, Hadith, Chadash, Hadith Kidan, Hadith Kal Kidan, in the Amharic, Kal Kidan, the word Kal from the Royal Amharic, Kidan. Essentially, the word Kol, Kol in the Hebrew means voice, right? Voice, like the sound, say the voice, the Kol. In the Amharic, we say Kal, and the Kal is the word. Right, so we have the Hadis, Hadis, Kal Kidan, the new or the renewed word agreement, which corresponds to the New Testament. Right, the New Testament reading, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, focus verses 17 to 35, and 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, right, verses, okay, it says 18 to 20. We got to check that out right there. Let's go in and check that out as well. It should be, okay, there's some more details on that needs to be, we got to update that right there. This is why it's good that we go over 25, so it'll be verse 25, 18 to verse 25. So we're going to definitely, you know, get that updated. No doubt, hopefully by the time you go to the page, it will already be updated. So it's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 18 to verse 25 for the New Testament reading. As we mentioned before, going to the Scofield Study Bible and other study, software and references, sometimes we find that there's other areas that also complement or reflect the basic foundation that we have in HaTorah, that we have in the Torah, and that we also have in the prophets, right, to keep it 3-3, to keep it 4-1. If you're doing fractions, there's 1/3, 2/3, and then 3/3 or 3/3, that's complete right there. So here we have the Torah portion outline, right? The introduction, the Israelites are down press. I don't have to update that, right? Down press, right? They're down press, right? The birth and the youth of Moses, right? Moses flees to Midian, right? Moshe at the burning bush, the divine name, the Hashem, revealed Moshe's miraculous power. Moshe returns to Mitzrayim, or Mitzrayim, to Gibbetz, right? To so-called Kemet. We're going to have to get into that word Kemet, right? Because Kemet refers to a certain type of land. Some like to assume or believe it refers to the whole land. I mean, in a kind of an idealistic, sense, but in the reality sense, it refers to that reddish brown, that agricultural ground. But he returns to Mitzrayim, and the bricks without straw in chapter 5, then in chapter 6, Yisrael, Israel's deliverance is assured, right? So here we also have the prophets outline of the second of the Trinity, right? The trifold reading and feeding sabbatically for the Shavuot. All this is a part of the strengthening. So it says, be strong, right? Be strong. So be strong. How do we get strong in the week? Right? Starting out from the week, right? Well, finally, my brother, and be strong in Ha'adon. Right? Be strong in Gzeav to sustain and be strong, right? In Ha'adon, in Adonai Shah, Rastafari. And in the power of his might. So even when we talk about black power, right? Yes, those of us who would identify, and are identified as black people, we either black Jews as well. What is that power? We got to define power. But people think that all power is the same power. As we study, we begin to learn, right, and grow in grace, right, and know the truth for ourselves. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Right, so chapter 6 of Ephesians is a good point of reference, but just zooming forward to verse 17, it says, and take the helmet of salvation, right, preservation, Yeshua, Yeshuot, right, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the spirit, ha-ruach, of the menfes, right, of the spirit, the irit, who is the word, the Dibrei Elohim. Who is the word, right? So the scriptures is very, very fundamental. It's the logistics. So here going through some of the basics of the logistics right here. This is a kind of an overview, and then hopefully we can follow up for another vlog, how we go through the preparation. This is kind of just going through the logistics. What is in this Torah portion? Man who? What is it? What is he? What's in it? What is it about? What are the aliyot, the portions, and then also writing, right? The writing, the necessity of the writing going along with the reading. So we say reading, right? And the reasoning, right? So the reading, it's like the reading and the writing and the reasoning. And we reason on, okay, I read through this and this is what I got out of it. And, iron sharpened iron. And then that rising. So that rising there is the aliyah, the rising. Once again, the aliyah, the going up. So here the portion commentary for the prophet's reading, right, is Isaiah, Yeshayahu, right? Isaiah chapter 26, Judah, Yehuda's song of victory. Victory. Essentially the word victory and salvation, Hebraically, is one and the same, victory and salvation, and it relates to the name of the Savior, Yeshua from Yasha'ah, right? Yasha, right? Salvation, victory. Judah's song of victory. The Lion of Judah, Judah's song of victory. Shall break every chain, the Lion of Judah. Judah's song of victory. Israel, Israel's redemption, redemption song, the redemption, right? Judgment. Judgment on the corrupt rulers, judgment on the corrupt priests and prophets. Now we're going to apply this as well to, you know, the corrupt pastors and preachers as well. I'm not even going to go into that right here, but I don't know if you heard about, give thanks to Wendy Ross Anbesa, Army Gideon. Yes, Army Gideon Ross Anbesa in the DSR. I think, who was it? I think it was Brother Lawrence had sent a link, and it was about in one of these, I don't want to name which country it is and I go over it again, but in one of these African countries, right, because all artificial borders, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, one of these African countries over there, right, they had a bunch of people had died, was allegedly, reportedly died because they had drank bleach. Because according to their corrupt rulers, pastors, and preachers, and a so-called prophet, somebody that was calling himself a false, you know, a prophet, right? Really a false prophet, right? Running around with the Bible and all this Jesus, Jesus. What did Yeshua say? They shall come in my name, right? And what deceive many. And if this is a true story or a true narrative, this is a true report, right? Many ones died because they drank bleach because their false prophet worshiping the whitewashed Jesus and all the corruption, because most of them hate Rastafari. They hate what we about. So let's just keep it a buck 100, right? Instead of having kid gloves with these Africans, you know, or even other black people because they black and blame everything. Oh, the white man did that. These people did that to themselves. Let's recognize, because they hate on Rastafari. They hate on I and I. They hate on the truth, right? And they believe, they belie Eve a lie, right? And if this is so, right, this is also, you know, is part of this judgment. Right? We'll get into more details on that, God willing, as we move forward. But here, portion study book. This is a study book download right here, Shemot. You also can get a hard copy right here. We have a disclaimer on these documents too, because even though we have republished it, right, the disclaimer, the views presented in these volumes are not necessarily, you know, are not our own and do not necessarily reflect, right, the Ethiopian Hebraic or the Royal or the Ethiopian Hebrew interpretation to the Old Testament or the Ethiopic Orit, the Ethiopic Torah, right? However, they are compiled as a point of reference so we can have our senses exercise to discern, right, the good, right, and that which is not good, lo tov, the tov and the lo tov. So here's Shemot. Shemot is both the title for the second book from the scroll of HaTorah and the title of the first Torah portion therein. Shemot means names. These are the names. First words, we'ele Shemot, we'ele. We'ele, shemot. And these are the shemot. These are the names. Now, the English speaking, the Anglo-European, the Anglo-American world, right, the Anglo-Amorite world, right, calls this book Exodus. Now, the Hebrew title for the book, it comes from the opening phrase of the book. Now, these are the Shemot of the sons of Yisrael, the sons of Israel, right? The sons of Israel who came to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, or Mitzrayim, with Yaakov, with the patriarch, right? So that's based on, I said, now these, the names of the children, B'nai, 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 Yisrael, right, who came into Mitzrayim, Egypt, every man and his household came with Yaakov, with Jacob. Now, there's more right here. Let's just touch on some of the more right here. The English name Exodus comes from the Septuagint, the LXX, like to call the Hebrew Septuagint, right? You know, the Jewish Judaic, Black Jewish Judaic Septuagint, because who translated? People get caught up in the Greek and they speak English. What hypocrites. You're talking, oh, why are you looking at the Greek? Why are you speaking English? Anyway, the English name Exodus comes from the Septuagint LXX, the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible, by Black Jews and Yehudi who were in Mitzrayim, who were in Egypt. The Greek title for the book is Exodus Aegyptus, Aegyptu, Exodus Aegyptu, Aegyptu or Aegypto, right, which translates departure from Egypt. The name Exodus is an abbreviated form of that title. Exodus means a departure. The book of Exodus, it tells the story, relates the narrative of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. Here they have enslaved, who were enslaved. We prefer the biblical, maybe 1611, at least for the Peshat, the plain reading, in bondage, in a bond age, as we are also in the latter stages, latter part, the last time, last days of the, you know, the end times of the Gentiles in bond age in Egypt, even in this new, we could say, this new, the spiritual Sodom in Egypt, and their miraculous redemption through the hand, the yad of Moshe, and the story, the narrative of the giving of HaTorah, the true narrative, not all that fake stuff you get from so-called Egyptology and, you know, the pseudo whitewash Egyptology, and then a lot of the pro-blacks putting a black face on it, you know, because they are in a, you know, they're in bondage too, whether they know it or not, right? But the true narrative of how HaTorah, how the direction, instructions, how the teachings were given at Mount Sinai, Mount Sinai, the construction of the molten calf, the molten calf. We want to note that, though here, you know, it says golden calf. More correctly, it's the molten calf. And the construction of the Mishkan, the construction of the tabernacle. So much of this we would like to go over and kind of update, but we take this as a first step, as a basic step, as a plain step. Just take this right to the last paragraph right here. As we study, as I and I study, right, the first week's reading, the first Shabuah, right here, this 13th, right, the first week's reading, from the weak to the strong. From the book of Exodus, we find the B'nai Yisrael in slavery. We find them enslaved. We find them in bondage, scripturally, biblically bondage. We notice that a lot of the other commentators, you know, where we might gather certain, you know, resources out there, but we read through this. We reason on it. We write, and these are the updates that needs to be made. Right? They were in bondage. Right? If you look up the word slave and slavery in the Bible, how many times do you find it in the 1611 KJV, right? In the standard version, the version that built this Western Gentile world, all right? It seems at first that Elohim, the true good, the true God of their forefathers, had forgotten them. This is what you find a lot of black and brown people who have gone down into Egypt today, nowadays, or into Kemet, if they please. You know, well, where's God? Where was the God of the Bible? Where was blah, 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 blah. But HaElohim has not forgotten his yea and his amen, his promises to them. He remembers his promises to Abraham, to Isaac, Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, and brings a redeemer. Speaking of the kinsman redeemer. This is important in the fulfillment of the prophecy, the true prophecy, the true word of Rastafari. It's with the kinsman redeemer, the Lion of Judah, right? Fulfilling his promises to the Hebrew Trinity, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, and to their children's children for the sake of Shemo, for the sake of his name, his Shem, right? Shemo, his Shem, with Ahava, right? With love, with Fikr, Fikr Bamarinya, with Fikr, right? Right? Wadada, oh, Wadada, right? Wadada, right? Wadada. Now, going to a little more of the commentary would take us a little bit more. We usually like to separate these parts right here, the commentary from the basic intro. Then we also have right here the midot, right? Midot u'mitzvot, right? The character and deeds, or the character and deeds, right? What are the character and deeds, right? Character and deeds. And here, right here, for our Rastafari sabbatical study, the sabbatical Seder for the PowerPoint slide the presentation right here. We got to have to update this right here because we're going to utilize maybe, you know, a more appropriate iconography of Yeshaya, since the prophet's reading is from Yeshaya, right? A more appropriate one. But here, this work done right here is also a very good work, getting into the words. And hail up to Brother Aaron, you know, for the initial work done on these Rastafari RSS PowerPoint slides some shanim, so to speak, ago. But this is also a point of reference, and some of these books and documents are also available, right? So ones who are interested in where some of these has come from and what do we have available, I know at least the Amharic part right here is from the Eisenberg. He did a very good dictionary, I think back in the 1800s, very, very good, you know, dictionary point of reference right there. So here we have Shemot right here. So just a couple of basics on Shemot right here, an overview right here, where we're at right here, right, where we're at right here, right, the royals, right, the royals, the Bnei Yisrael, once lost, now found, right, the royals, Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, be wise, right, get the maskil, sakal, sakal, sekel, 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 the Hebrews say maskil from the sakal, sakal, be circumspect. How do we be circumspect in our Torah portion, reading and feedings, and what are some of the basic preparations, like to share that as we go forward, brothers and sisters and mothers, chaberim, machaber tenyoch, right, so we have a little bit more to share. We'll get into some of the additional share right here as we are in Mitzrayima, in Mitzrayim, chaberim, shalom, tenayest alim. Right, Shabua Tov, right, Melkam Samen, beautifully good, a strong seven.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Bread, poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for you. Rasta works a manifest and it a blossom and a bloom. Nature always run its course, the tide is rising with the moon. It only takes a spark to put a fire to the fume. What is hidden in the dark shall be revealed so very soon. Tell Pharaoh free the prisoners from the dungeons and the doom. Tell the youths to not be dread and Babylon, put them in a platoon. The trials and the perils deeper down the blue lagoon. Them a want for no demonstration of this and them a go. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get up on your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind cannot for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Each and every time you see we forward up a door, there will be something for you. Jah gave Moses 10 commandments upon 2 tablets of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey jawbone. And David slew Goliath with a 2-2-2. Blessed be the man where walketh not in a the war zone. Blessed be the man where hear not in a peon ground. Blessed be the herbs that keep we eye on a peon stone. Fire for your man where sit down in a Babylon drown. Kill a human, go a dance and left the picnic them alone. Cannot take care of yourself, they get the young ready in a room. Population under pressure, still them have more money clown. And all the wasted love that has been lost has now been found.
Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for resistance anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. Still there is something.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth.
The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. Like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amalek?
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور 57 بكنف 58 لما زمران عليك عالتطفى يدعوي التالي بقونا تتدكن بتناقروس يسو لجوج هوي بكن تفرد اللاتشو بلباتشو بمدر لاي هاتياتن تسار اللاتشو هنا الجوجاتشو مقفيني تاتالون هات عاني كمهات انجمرو تليو ከሆድም ጀምረው ሳቱ ሐሰትንም ተናገሩ ቁጣቸው እንደ እባብ መርዝ ነው እንደ ምድር አውሬ ጆሮአም የተደፈነ ነው አዋቂ ሲደግምባት ያስማተኛውን ቃል እንደማትሰማ እግዚአብሔር ጥርሳቸውን ባፋቸው ውስጥ ይሰብራል እግዚአብሔር ያንበሶቹን መንጋጋቸውን ያደቃል እንደሚፈስስ ውሃ ይቀልጣሉ እስካደክማቸው ድረስ ፍላጾቹን ይገፍራል اندمي قلب سب يالقال اسات ودقت عينم على يوات اشوهاچو سايتاوق بتر هون هيوان سالاچو بمعاتو ينقاتچو صادق بقلن باي جيزي دس سيلوا باطياتኛው دمم اجون يتطاطب ثوم باونت لصادق فري الله باونت بمدر لاي يميفرد املاك الله يلا
Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. Like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that the man shall say, Verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth.
مزمور 57 بقدس 58 لما زمران علقا حتطفى يداويت كن باونت صدقن بتناغروس يسو لجوت هوي بقن تفردالاچو بلباچو بمدر لاي حاطياتن تسرالاچونا اجوچاچوم غفن يتاطالونا حتى ان كمحطن جمرو تلي كهودم جمرو ساتو حسفتنم تناجر قطع شون ده اباب مرزن انده مدر اوري جروام يتدفننو اواكي سي دغم باتي اسماتن ياون قالن دم ماستسما اجزيافير ترسات شون بافات شووستي سابرا اجزيافير يام بسوش شون منگادا شون يادت قال انده ميتسسوها يقل تالو እስካደክማቸው ድረስ ፍላጾቹን ይገስራ እንደሚቀልጥ ሰም ያልቃል እሳት ወደቀች ፀሐይንም አላዩአት እሾሃቹ ሳይታወቅ በትር ሆነ ሕያዋን ሳላቹ በመዓቱ ይነጥቃቸዋል አድቅ በቀልን ባየ ጊዜ ደስ ይለዋል በኃጢአተኛው ደምም እጁን ይታጠባል ሰውም በእውነት ለጻድቅ ፍሬ አለው በእውነት በምድር ላይ የሚፈርድ አምላክ አለ ይላል
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Memegashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amarik? But who want the next verse with Amarik?
Salam to Tainayus Terling. Hear today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, we have Hamsa Cement, the 58th psalm according to the royal order. And here, the superscription, let's begin off right here from the beginning. Besima'av, we'walid, we'menfes kadus, ahadu amlak. The superscription. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one source in Jemralen, beginning. Besima'av, we'walid, we'menfes kadus, ahadu amlak, to the chief musician, Al Tashchit in the Hebrew. The English superscription will make you say it Al Tashchit, which means destroy not. The I, thou, male, destroy not. Bamarinyan, the Metzav Kedus, and the Gus Negas, we have Lemezem Marana Leka, to the chief musician, the chanters, the leader, the chief of the chanters, the Mezem Marana Leka, to the chief musician. Atatifa. Do not destroy, corresponding with Alatashchait. Thou, male, destroy not. Yet Dawid Kine. A Kine composition of Dawid. Here we have Miktam. Le Dawid Miktam. A Miktam of Dawid. Kuter And. Verse 1. Baunet Tzidkina Bitanagrus. Yes, so let your toy be in at the Ferdalachu. Do y'all indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do y'all judge uprightly, O ye, y'all sons of men? Bonet. Bonet in truth. In the objective reality, Ba'uneta, Tzidkin, Tzidik, righteousness, justice. Bitanagrus, speaking, are you speaking, your soul, the Jochoi, oh, children of humanity, Bekin, and in uprightness and straightforwardly, Bekin, Tefardalachu. Do your judge uprightly? Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Belabachu, Vemiderlai Hatiatin, Tesaralachuna, Ejochachuhuma, Gufina, Yitataluna. Yea, in heart, ye y'all work wickedness, ratchetness. Ye y'all weigh the violence of your hands. Jochachuhum, gufin yitataluna. It's like it's all tangled. You're tangled up in violence. Your hands are tangled up in violence. The sense here, you weigh violence, but your hands are caught in corruption. Remember, this psalm is themed, and the theme of today's daily psalm, Yemidr danyocha faraj. Yemidr of the earthly plane, Danyoch, the judges, Faraj, in other words, the judge of the judges of the earth. But his theme, unjust judges condemned, Belabachu, in your heart, your minds, Yemidr lie upon the earthly plane, Chatiatin Tisaralachuhuna, you do uckery upon the earthly plane in heart. In heart and mind, you weigh, your hands are tied up in violence. Kuter source, verse 3. Chita'ana kama machitzena jamro teleyu kohodima jamro satu hasetinima tenagaru the wicked, the ratchet, chit'an, are estranged from the womb, ka machitzen, the machitzen, the womb, ka from machitzen, jemro, beginning from the womb, starting from the womb, teleu, they are strange, they are separated, they are strange. Strange is a, it's good to hear the KJV, teleu, the sense of it, that the wicked, the akut, the Akkah, Chat'ana, the Akkahs are from the womb, they are strained, they are separated, they are strained from the womb, Kahodim, and from the belly, Jemro, beginning, starting from the belly, Satu, Satu, Satu. They sate, they err, they make a mistake, Satu, they err from the belly, Hesetin, Hesetinim, and Heset, Heset. Heset lies tenagru. KJV says they go astray as soon as they be born from the hood, from the belly. Starting from the belly is where their mistake has been. Kahodim jamro satu. Hesetinim tenagru. Hesetinim and lies tenagru. Kutel arat, verse 4. Utacho in the Bab Merzno, in the Midraure Wuma Jeroa Yetadefeneno, their poison, their venom is like the poison of a serpent. Here Bamarinya we have Kutacho, the anger. Kutacho, Kutacho in the Ibab, like the serpent. Like the serpent, merz, 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 poison, venom, no, it is. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear in the midr, like the earthly aure, aure, the aure, the beast, aure wim, and like the beast of the earthly plane. Jeroa, her ear, yetedefeneno, is stopped, is like, is stopped up, huh, can't hear, kuter amist, verse 5, awaki, siya degim bat, yeah, asa, asa matenyawin akalinda matasema, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never or ever so wisely. Awaki, one who is knowledgeable. Awaki, one who has a gnosis. Siya de gimabat, repeating, like the charmer, repeating. Yeah, asa matenyawin akalan, and one who is of the word, a charmer of the word and the names in that sense. Inda matisama, does not hear. Does not hear. Does not, the charmers. This is a deep verse right here, but let's move forward right here. Kuter Siddis, verse 6. A gziavi herit arsacho win ba facho wista yisavrat. A gziavi her ye anbesochuna mena gagacho win yadek ikal. Break their teeth, O Egeziavi, her sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, Yodhei, Wehei, Ubi, Ubi, Tersacho, Win, Ba'afacho, in their mouth, Ba'afacho, Wisk, in their mouth, within their mouth, Yisabrat, will break their teeth, Egeziavi, her Tersacho, Win, their teeth, Ba'afacho, Wisk, Ba'af, in their mouth, Af, mouth, Ba'afacho, in their mouth, Ba'afacho, Wisk, in their mouth, Yisabra will break their teeth in their mouth. Egziavi, her sustain the good, the generous, open-handed Father. Ye'an besochun men gadachuina yadekikal. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Egziavi, the sustainer, ye'an besochun of the lions, men gagacho, men gagacho. Their cheek, you could say the cheekbone, Yadekikal, oh, hit, strike, Kuter Sevat, verse 7. In the Mia Fesissa Wacha Yikeltalo, Issakia Yadekamacho, Dresa Felaz Ochuna Yigetral. Let them melt away as waters which run continually, itinually in the miyafesisawucha yikaltalu. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrow, let them make them be cut, be as cut in pieces, iskiya dekamacho deres. Philas ochuna yigetaral kuter cement verse 8 Indemiak alita sema yalk alo isata weddeketch sayinem alayuatim as a snail which melteth. In the mikelet, here in the mikelet, in the sense of in the mikelet sem wax, as the Septuagint brings up the bees wax yalkalu, which runs out, which melts, almost like the snail is sata wedekech, the fire she falls is sata wedekech, ahayinim. And the sun, ala yuatim, they will not see her. They will not see the sun. Tzayinim, ala yuatim. Here it says, KJV, as a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away like the untimely birth and miscarriages of a woman, that they may not see the sun. So here this corresponds with the Septuagint here at this verse 8, Kutel Zeteng, verse 9. Ishohachu asaya taweka beterahone, hiyawana salachu. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both the living and in his wrath. Both the living and in his wrath. Here at this verse 8, it's interesting to compare. We'll get a little bit deeper into this psalm, but in comparing, right, in comparing and contrasting with the Septuagint, to bring out the Septuagint sense, shall before the perceiving of your thorn bushes, the white thorn shrub, as living, as in anger, he shall swallow them. There's a deeper kind of meaning here, but let's suffice it to say, at this first degree, what the KJV reads as we move to Kut al-Asr, verse 10. Tzadik abek alina bayegizeya desi lawal, bechat yetenyawa demima ijuna yitat eval. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. Tzadik bekelin, tzadik, the righteous, bekelin, the vengeance of Bayegize, in a time that he sees, desilawa, shall rejoice, shall be happy, bechat yatenyawa demim, and in the dem, the blood of the chat yatenyaw, the akka, ijun. Here we have the sense of the hands, as with the Septuagint, the hands, his hand, ijun, his hand, yitat aval, he shall wash his hand. KJV says he shall wash his feet in the blood of the righteous. So here, for the Metzav Kedus of Negusa Neges and the Mezmur Dawit, and here in Mezmur Hamsa Cement, it corresponds with the LXX, the Hebrew, more so with the KJV right here. But bringing us to Kut Erasara And, verse 11. So, Bauneta letzadik alo. Slika. Soim. Bauneta letzadik. Frey alo. Bauneta bemizerlaye miferd amlak ale. Yelal. So that a man shall say, soim. And a man, bonet. Baunet, in truth, in the objective reality, let's adik for the righteous fray. Let's adik for the righteous fray. Fruit, allo. There is fruit for the righteous, bold net in truth, in the objective reality, but midr lie upon the earthly plane, yemifard, one who judges amlak, the source who judges Allah. There is the source who judges on the earthly plane, but ilnet in the objective reality, in truth, yilal. So that a man shall say, in truth, there is a reward, frey, fruit, for the righteous, the tzaddik. Surely, in truth, ba'unet, he is, there is a God, true, good, amlak, source that judgeth in the earth, ba'unet, the midrla, yemifard, amlak, Allah, yilal.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Slavia.
The home place is due for
Mazmur. 57 بكنف 58 لمزمران علقا اتطفا يا داوود كني باونت صدقن بتناغروس يا سو لجوج هوي بكن تفردالاچو بلباچو بمدر لاي حاطياتن تسارالاچونا اجوچاچوم غفن يتاتالونا حاط ان كماحصن جمرو تليو كهودم جمرو ساتو حسفتنم تناغرو قطاچو اند اباب مرزنو اند مدر اوري جوروام يتدفننو اواقي سيدغم بات ياسماتنياون قال اندمات تسما اغزيابير ترساچون بافاچو وست يسبرا اغزيابير يامبسوچون منغاغاچون يادقال اندم يفسس وها يقلطالو اسكي ادكماچو درس فلاصوچون يغترا እንደሚቀልጥ ሰም ያልቃሉ እሳት ወደቀች ፀሐይንም አላዩአት እሾሃቹ ሳይታወቅ በትር ሆነ ሕያዋን ሳላቹ በመዓቱ ይነጥቃቸዋል ጻድቅ በቀልን ባየ ጊዜ ደስ ይለዋል በኃጢአተኛው ደምም እጁን ይታጠባል ሰውም በእውነት ለጻድቅ ፍሬ አለው በእውነት በመድር ላይ የሚፈርድ አምላክ አለ ይላል
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in 515-602-9761 515-602-9761
Jaja, you know I'm killing for you. I'm killing for you. I'm killing.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this stammering to this stammering to this stammering to this stammering. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this speak, another speak to this speak, speak to this.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
Mizmor, mizmor, non chet, nun chet, non chet, lana tseyach al tashchet, l'dawid miktam. Psalm 58, Mizmor Nun Chet, Psalm LVIII, Mizmor Non Chet Nun Chet, Psalm 58. Lamnatzeach Al Tashchet, for the leader, for the chief musician, the overcomer. Lamnatzeach Al Tashchet, do not destroy. Al Tashchet, do not destroy. Lid Dawid of David, Miktam, a Miktam, golden composition, lesson, teaching, monument. Lanatayah al Tashkheta, Lid Dawid Miktam. Haom nam elemat edeka tedaberun, Mesharima tishpitu bne Adam. Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haomnam elem tzedek atadabarun? Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haomnam elem tzedek atadabarun? Mesharim atishpitu b'nei adam? Do y'all judge with equity the b'nei adam, the sons of Adam, the sons of man? Mesharim tishpitu b'nei Adam? Af b'lev olota tif'al baret ach masa yidikem tia falesun. Yea, in heart ye your work wickedness, wretchedness. Af b'lev olota tif'alun, ye your way out in the earth, the violence of your hands. Bareta chmasi dekem tiafalesun. Zor rishaima merachem ta'ua mi bet ena dovre chazav. The ratchet, the wicked are estranged from the womb. Zoru Rishai Meya Rachem, from the Rachem, the womb, from the matrix, the wicked, the Rishai are estranged. Zoru Rishai Meya Rachem Ta'u mi bet en Dovre Chazav, the speakers of lies, Dovre Chazav, the Dovre Chazav, the speakers of lies go astray as soon as they are born. Ta'u ami bet en Dovre Chazav, chemata lamo kia demuta chemata nachasha, kamoa fetena chirasha ya'ite azno. Their venom is like the venom of a serpent. Chemata lamo kia demut chemata nachash, like the venom of a serpent. Their venom, chamot, venom, poison, lamo, for them, ki demut is likened to the chemata nachash, to the venom, the poison, the chemat nachash. kamo fetena cherasha yaite azno. They are like the deaf ass that stoppeth her ear. That stoppeth her ear. Chemata lamo ki demuta chemata nachasha. Kamo fetena cherasha yaite azno. Asha lo yishma al kola melacheshi chovera chvarima mechukam, that hearkeneth not to the voice of the charmer. Asha lo yishma al kola melacheshi, or of the most cunning binder of spells. Chover chvari mechukam, chover chvarima mechukam. Asher lo yishma'al kola melacheshi, chover chvarima mechukam. Ashara herasa shnemo befimo, malite ota kvarima netosh yao. Break their teeth, O Elohim, in their mouth. Elohim, herasa shnemo befimo. Break out the teeth, the cheek teeth, the cheek teeth of the young lions, O Jehovah. Malito ota kfri, netoshiyawa, netoshiyawa. Break out the cheek teeth of the young lions. Elohim, herasa shnemo befimo, malito ota kfrima, netoshiyahua. Yi maesua kamo maima yita halikuwa lamo, yidaroka chitsua kamo wa yita molalu. Let them make them melt away as water that runneth apace. Ye maesu kamo maima yita haluku lamo, when he aimeth his arrows. Yitaroka chitso kamo yita molalu, make them be as though they were cut off. Yidaroka chitso, yitaroka chitso chitsayo, yitaroka chitso kamo yita molalu. Kamo shablula temesha yahloka, nefele sheta bala chazua shamesh. Make them be as a snail who that which melteth and passeth away. Kamo shablul temesha yahlok, like the untimely birth of a woman. Nefele sheta, nefele sheta, untimely birth of the fall of a woman, sense of abortion, untimely birth. Let them be as, let them be as abortions. Nefel, nefele sheta, bal chazu shamesh, that have not seen the sun. Bal chazu shamesh, kamo shablula temesha yahlok, nefela, nefela esheta, bal chazu shamesh. Bit arema yaviua sirotekema ada kamo chai, kamo charon yisaenu. Before your pots can feel the thorns, bit arema yavinu. Sirotekem atad, he will sweep it away with a world wind, the roar and the burning alike. Kamo chai, kamo charon yisaren, kamo, like the chai, like the living, like the living, the green, the roar, like the living, the fresh, the living, ki kimo kamo chai, kamo charon, kamo charon, and the burning, like the living, like the burning, like the green and the burning alike. The sense here, the Hebrew is variously explained as referred to the raw, the chai, and the partially cooked food, or the raw meat and the burning thorns, or the Revised Version translates this verse here as the green and the burning alike of the collected, some say of the collected fuel right here, according to the mashal. Sirotekem atada kamochai kamocharona yis aren. Yismachel adika ki hazana koma pi amayowa yirhatsa bidam harasha. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. Yismach adik. The righteous rejoice, the righteous yismach tzadika, ki chaza, when he see, ki chaza nakom, ki chaza nakam, ki chaza nakom, when he seeth the nakom, the vengeance, pe amayowa yirchata, bidam harasha, he shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. Pi'amayo yirchat. Pi'amayo, his feet, his steps. Pi'amayo, his steps. Yirchat. Shall wash. This must be judged by the ancient East, the hyperbole, right, and not always literally to be understood. The hyperbole, he shall wash his feet in the bidam harasha, in the blood of the wicked, of the ratchet. Bidam harasha yismach tzadik ki chazanakom pe'amayo yirchat bidam harasha v'yomar adam ak pri latzadik ak yesh Elohim shoftim ba'aretz. And men shall say, v'yomar adam, and Adam shall say, and man shall say, v'yomar adam ak pri latzadik, verily there's a reward, there's fruit for the righteous. Ak pri latzadik. Ak pri latzadik. Verily and true, for show. Ak for show. Ak pri. Pri. Fruit. Ak pri latzadik. Ak yesh Elohim shoftim ba'aretz. Verily, there is a Elohim, there's Elohim, for sure Elohim exists. Ak yesh Elohim, for sure judgment exists. There will be judgment, there's Elohim. Ak yesh Elohim, shofti ba'aretz, that judges in the earth. Here, the verb, interestingly, is plural here. Usually, because of Hashlush HaKadosh, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, with Elohim, which could be interpreted as a plural majesty, correctly, the Trinity, the judgment name of He who He be, Ha Elohim. Here, the verb is plural. That is unusual in this context of Elohim being the subject, so it can be reasoned, since this psalm is unjust judges condemned, and the Elohim, I have said ye are Elohim, not just gods in the Gentile secular sense, but in the Hebrew sense, y'all are judges. So therefore that rise of the judges of John's son. With your marada, ak pri latzadika, ak yesh Elohim shoftim ba'aretz.
Many are calling, no? Many are called but few are choosing. Many are called but few are choosing. I was called and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Now, calling, 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 calling.
When I'm gonna look back, but here this week, I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, miss a soldier, of the crop.
I know him. Hello, him.
Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non Chet Nun Chet, Psalm 58, Psalm 58, Lanatzeach Al Hashchet, Lidawid Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non Chet Nun Chet, Psalm 58, Psalm 58, Lanatzeach Al Tashchet, Lidawid Miktam, Haumnam Elam Tzedek Tedabron, for the leader, La Menatzeach, do not destroy. Al Tashchet, Lidawid Miktam, of David, Lidawid Miktam, Miktam. Haumnam, what is politic for men? Eilem, Erek Tedabarun, silence, Eilem, yet speak ye, speak your righteousness. Eilem, Erek Tedabarun, Lanatzeach Al Tashchet, Lidawid Miktam. Haumnam Eilem, Erek Tedabarun. Here. Opening verses, including the superscription of today's psalm, Psalm 58, Psalm 58, Mizmor Non Chet Nun Chet, Lanatzeach Al Tashchet, Lidawid Miktam, Haumnam, Elam, Tzedek Tedabarun, for the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, La Menatzeach, Al Tashchet, do not destroy, Al Tashchet, Lidawid of David, Miktam, a Miktam, Haumnam, what is politic for men, Elam, silence, Tzedek Tedabarun, yet speak ye, yet speak your righteousness. And here, Midrash note, here in the JV, the Yehudi version,
In other translation, it's translated as this opening verse of Mizmor Nun Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58. Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haomnam, Eilem, Erekta Davaron? Here, translation brought out as Haomnam, what is politic for men? What is politic for men? Question. What is politic for men? Haomnam? Haomnam? What is politic for men? Eilem, silence. Edek Adabrun, yet speak y'all righteousness. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, what is good policy for a man in this world? Here, Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, asking this question, what is good policy for a man in this world? Here, Midrash note, Umnam, in the opening verse, here in Hebraic, the base verse, the second verse in the KJV, often as the first verse, we have Ha-Umnam, here, Midrash note, connected with good policy, Umnam. Umnam may be interpreted as policy. Umnam may be interpreted as wisdom. Umnam may be interpreted as indeed. Haumnam. The word Eilem. The word Eilem. Eilem may mean dumbness, silence, or company. Eilem may mean dumbness, silence, or company. Haomnam, Eilem Tzedek Tadabrun. What is politic for man? Haomnam, Eilem, silence. Tzedek Tadabrun. Yet speak y'all righteousness. What is good policy? Umnam. For a man in this world to make himself out as Eilem, as dumb in the sense of not speaking, dumb, Eilem, in a time of conflict. Blessed be thought that a man should also remain Eilem, dumb, in debate on Torah. The Mizmor, the psalm, it goes on to say, speak y'all righteousness. Tzedek Tadabrun, speak y'all righteousness. Tzedek Tadabrun, lest it be thought that he may then become arrogant towards others. The Mizmor, the psalm, the chant, goes on to say, debate with kindness the children of men. Debate with kindness the children of men. Meisharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. Meisharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. Translated here in the Midrash as, debate with kindness. Meisharim tishpitu, the children of Adam, the children of men, b'nei Adam. Meisharim tishpitu, b'nei Adam. Also translated as a question, do y'all judge with equity the sons of men? Meisharim tishpitu, b'nei Adam. And here to compare and contrast in the KJV, these verses, this verse here is read to chief musician Al Tashchet Niktam of David.
Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye, do y'all judge uprightly? O ye, O y'all sons of men. Hear, hear, compare and contrast the KJV. Do ye, do y'all indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye, do y'all judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Here, bringing out the sense of a question in the KJV translation of Haum Nam, Elam Tzedek Tadabarum, Esharim Tishpitu, Bnei Adam. In another comment, the words Al Tashchet are read, thou, the I, male, shalt not destroy. Al Tashchet are read, thou, the I, speaking to a male, shalt not destroy. Shalt thou indeed be dumb towards righteousness? Shalt thou indeed be dumb toward righteousness? Haum Nam, Elam, Tzedek Tadabarun? Haum Nam, Elam, Tzedek Tadabarun? Consider these words in the light of what Shlomo, what Solomon said. Even here in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs, the Mashal of Solomon, Proverbs 21 and 8 that reads, the way of man is perverse and strange. The way of man is perverse and strange. Zehu Shamar Hakatu. This is what scripture says. Hear. Hefak pach derek isha vazar. The way of man is forward and strange. Hefak pach derek ish vazar. The way of man is perverse and strange. Hafak pak derek ish wazar. That is to say, wicked men, rishaim, are perverse. Hafak pak, for they do not stand by what they say. They say a thing, and then twist it. So was Saul, Shaul, Hafakpak, perverse, froward. This is the thing he said one night to David, one night to David. As scripture tells, Shenemar, as is said, even in the scripture, Zehua Shamar HaKatub. He said to David, thou art a righteous man because of me. He said to David, thou art a righteous man because of me. Here in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 18. Vayomer el David, Tzadik ata mimeni, said to David, Vayomer el David, thou art more righteous than I, Tzadik ata mimeni, or thou art a righteous man because of me. Adik ata mimeni. What did Saul mean by the phrase because of me? Mimeni. From me or more than me, one translation, or in the context of the Midrash here, because of me, mimeni, mimeni. if the wheat is not bad, then the wheat is thought good. If thou art thought a righteous man, it is because of me. It is because of I, many, more than me, more than I, because of me. I am he who made thee a tzaddik, a righteous man, because I went forth to seek thy life. If I had found thee, I would have slain thee. But because I have fallen into thy hand, and thou, the eye, didst not slay me, therefore thou, the eye, art a righteous man because of me. Adik ata mineni, thou art more righteous than I. Adik ata mineni. Shenemar, so too in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, in Proverbs 12 and 26, it is written, the righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu adik. The righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu adik. Or also translated, the righteous is guided by his friend. Yatir me ra'ehu adik. And here in the Hebrew, both translations bring out the Hebraic sense. The Midrash says, the righteous is more excellent. Yatir, excellent, may from ra'ehu, from or because of ra'ehu, his neighbor, adik, the righteous. Yatir, may ra'ehu, adik, or the righteous is guided by his friend. Yatir, may ra'ehu, adik, is guided. In the Hebrew, yatir is either an adjective or a verb. In the Hebrew, yatir is either an adjective or a verb. If the former is an adjective, it signifies superior to, and is so understood by the Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, and the AV, the authorized version. The righteous man is more excellent than his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu adik. Apart from the triteness of this rendering, some say it bears no relationship to the sequel. As a verb, the word has to be connected with tor, the Hebraic tor. Tor meaning to spy out, to explore, to tor, or to tor, to tor, to tor, to spy out, to explore. Hence, the RV, the revised version, quote, is a guide to his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu adik. But the preposition means from, not to. The preposition me ra'ehu, from ra'ehu, his neighbor. A good explanation is suggested by Malin. Let may a righteous man search out his way from his friend. May a righteous man, a tzaddik, search out from his friend. Yatir me ra'ehu tzaddik, by consulting him. May a righteous man search out his way from his friend.
Zehu Asher Amar HaKatub. The righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor here in the Midrash. Yatir Me Ra'ehu Adi. His neighbor, Ra'ehu, his neighbor, is taken to mean Shaul, Saul, to whom Shemuel, to whom Samuel said, even in 1 Shemuel, in 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 17, quote, "The Lord hath given it to thy neighbor, even to David, even to David, even to David." And here he brings me the fuller verse. Wayasa Yahuwah lo kasher dider biyadi. Wayayikra Yahuwah etahamamlaka miyayadeka. Wayayitna li reka li dawi. And Yahuwah and Jehovah have wrought for himself as he spoke by me. And Yahuwah have rent, have ripped the kingdom out of thy hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Wayitnaha lireka lidawi. Wayasa Yahuwah lahu kasher diber biyadi. Wayayikra Yahuwah etahamamlaka miyayadeka. Wayitnaha lireka lidawi. Yahuwah Jehovah Hashem hath given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Wayitnaha lireka lidawid. And he who be, we be, have given it, have given her, ha mamlaka, the kingdom. Wayitnaha lireka lidawid. To thy neighbor, lireka, to David, lidawi. And the righteous, adik, and the righteous is taken to mean David. David, to whom Saul said, even in the words of 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 24, verses 22-23. Swear now therefore to me by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, that thou, the I, wilt not cut off my seed after me. And David swore to Shaul, to Saul. Ata ki shava'a li vayahuwah ima tachrita etta zari achraya v'ima tashmida etta shemiya mi beitari. Swear now therefore to me by he who be, we be, we'ata ki shava'a li vayahuwah, that thou, the I, will not cut off my seed after me. Meaning, tachrita etta zarai achrai. And that thou, the I, will not destroy my name out of my father's house. Ve'ima tashmida etta shmi mi beit abi. And David swore to Saul. Why Yishava, David le Shaul. Why Yishava, David le Shaul. Why Eleka Shaul ella beto. Where David? Wa anashayo alu
Allah Hamad Suda. And David swore to Saul, and Saul went home. Wayeleka Shaula il Beto. But David and his men with Dawid wa Nashayo got them up with Dawid wa Nashayo alu into the stronghold of Hamad Suda. As soon as Saul, Shaul departed, his mighty men said, "Is David to be esteemed a tzaddik, a righteous man, because he did not slay thee in the cave?" He knew that if he did anything to the eye, to thee, we would enter the cave and at once destroy him. And because David was aware of this, he was afraid. When Shaul, Saul, heard these words, he rose up, and according to 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verse 3, and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel, of Israel, with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. Vayakama Shaula va yereda ella midbar Zifa vito ashlosheta lafim isha bechoreya Yisrael levakesha etta Dawida bin midbar Zifa. Then Saul arose. Vayakam Shaul. Then Saul arose. Vayakam Shaul. Why you read and went down to Elami the Bar Zifa and went down into the wilderness of Zifa. Why you read the Elami the Bar Zifa? Vitoa Shlosheta Lafi Maisha Bechoreya Yisrael Levakesh Eta Dawid Bimidbar Zif. Having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him, ve'ito shelosheta elafim ish, shelosheta elafim ish, ve'ito, and with him shelosheta elafim ish, three shelosheta elafim thousand ish man bechorei Yisrael, chosen of Israel, bechorei Yisrael, levakesh, levakesh, to seek Etta Dawid David the Midbar Zif in the wilderness of Zif. Then, according to 1 Shemuel Samuel 26 verse 7, then David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the barricade. Vayavo David avavishaya el ha'ama laila. Vehine Shaula shokheva yashana ba ma'ikal. So David and Abishai came to the people by night. Vayavo David wa avishaya el ha'ama laila. And behold, Wehine, Saul lay sleeping. Wehine, Shaul, Shokev, Yashan, within the barricade. Ba ma'ikal. Wayabo Dawida wa Abishai el ha'ama laila. Wehine, Shaul, Shokev, Yashan, ba ma'ikal. But do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? But do not the words lay and sleeping, do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? Here, Hebraically in 1 Shemuel, with Hine, Shaul, Shoheva Yashan Ba Ma'ikal. Here with Hine, and behold, with Hine, Shaul, Saul, Shokev, 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 to lay down, Yashen, Yashen, sleeping, Ba Ma'ikal, within the barricade. So the question here in the Midrash is, do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? Here in the Hebrew, two words, shokev, shokev, to lay down, shokev, 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 to lay down, and yashen, to sleep. The use of both words, however, implies that asleep, like a swoon, was cast upon Shaul and Amo and his people. Thus, we read, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, at the 12th verse, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen up on them. Ki kulam yeshani ki tardemat Yahuwah nafla elehem, for they were all asleep. Ki kulam yeshani, because a deep sleep from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, was falling upon them. Ki tardemat Yahuwah nafla elehem. Ki tardemat, deep sleep. Ki for tardemat Yahuwah, a deep sleep of he who be who he be. A slumber so profound and unusual that it was regarded as sent directly from Ha-Elohim, 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 the true good, the true God, from the power, he who be, he be, Jehovah. Ki kulam yishani, ki hardemat Yahuwah, nafla elehem. Hence, here, Shenemar, it is said, Saul lay sleeping, Shaul shokev yashen, Shaul shokev yashen, Saul lay sleeping. Then said Abishai to Dawid, God hath delivered up thine enemy into thy hand this day. Vayomer Avishai el Dawid, Sigar Elohim hayom ha'eta oivayka v'yadeka v'ata akenu na v'chinita u'va'aret apa'ama achata v'lo eshnalo. Then said Abishai to Dawid, Elohim hath delivered up thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore, let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear to the earth at one stroke, and I will not smite him the second time. Vayomer Abishai el Dawid, Sigar Elohim hayom eta oireka v'yadeka v'ata akenuna v'chinita u'va'aret apa'am achat v'lo eshna la'u. And David said, to Avishai, destroy him not, al tashchetehu. And David said, destroy him not. Even here. First Shemuel, First Samuel, chapter 26, verses 8-9. Vayomer David el Avishai al tashchitehu ki mi shalach yadoa via Mashiach Yahshua v'nikach. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not. Al tashachitehu, for who can put forth his hand against Yahuwah, Jehovah's anointed, Yahuwah's Mashiach, and be guiltless? Ki mi shalach yadoa be a Mashiach Yahuwah w'nikah and be guiltless? Accordingly, even here, in today's Psalm, Mizmor Nun Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58, Psalm 58, here, the title, Hebraically, the Aleph verse, Lamnatzeach Al Tashchet. Accordingly, Al Tashchet means destroy thou not. Al Tashchet. As David said to Abishai, Al Tashchitehu, destroy him not. Al Tashchitehu, hear. Mizmor non chet al tashchet, destroy not. David said, destroy him not, as Yahuwah's Jehovah liveth. For if not by Yahuwah Jehovah, he will smite him. Even here. First Shemuel, First Samuel, chapter 26, verse 10. And David said, Al tashchitehu, destroy him not. Here, verse 10. Zehu shamar hakatub, as it is written. And David said, Vayomer David, Chai Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth. Chai Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth. Ki'im Yahuwah Yegafein O Yomo Yabo Wa Meit O Ba Milchama Yered Wi Nisapa. Full of verse, and David said, as Jah live, as Jehovah live, Chai Yahuwah, nay, but Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall smite him, or his days shall come to die, or he shall go down into battle, and be swept away. Vayomer David, Chai Yahuwah, Kim Yahuwah, Yegafenu, O Yomo Yabo Wa Meit, O Ba Milchama Yered Wi Nispa. Lamaze, why did David utter the Hashem, the name of Yahuwah, of he who be twice? Because he said to Abishai, Chai Yahuwah, Jah live, Jehovah liveth, as he who be, we be, liveth. Chai Yahuwah, do not smite Shaul, for if thou the eye smite Shaul, as Yahuwah, as Jah Jehovah liveth, I shall smite thee, I. And another explanation of the phrase, even here, here in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 10, the phrase, Chai Yahuwah, Chai Yahuwah, the phrase, as Jehovah liveth, is that thereby, by that thereby, David adjured Hasatan, Satan, and rebuked him. And here, Midrash note right here. Satan, Hasatan, the adversary. Satan endeavored to have David kill Saul. Satan endeavored to have David kill Saul. We have Christians, anointed ones, killing anointed ones, but David would not kill Saul. But Satan endeavored to have David kill Shaul. And here refer and see the above Midrash, the Midrash on the 7th Psalm, the 2nd section on Psalm 7.2. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's head. And David cried to the people and said to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, Answerest thou not, Abner? Vayikra David el ha'ama ve'el Avner ben Ner le'mor, Halo ta'ine Avner? And David cried, called out to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, Answerest thou not, Abner? Hallo, ha'inne Abner? Here, 1 Shemuel, Samuel, chapter 26, verses 12 and verse 14. By that he meant, What hast thou to answer now? What hast thou to answer now? Hallo, ha'inne Abner? What has thou to answer now? Nay, look, see, here it is. Behold, the night before y'all said to Shaul, to Saul, of the events in the cave, if David had done anything to thee, to the eye, I would have entered the cave and at once destroyed him. Behold, now the spear and the cruse of water. What hast thou the eye to answer? Hallo, ta'ine Avner. Wilt thou not answer, Avner? And he was not able to answer. And he was as one stricken dumb. And would not admit the righteousness of David. Therefore, David said, Shalt thou indeed be dumb towards righteousness? Even here. Today's Psalm, Mizmor Non Chet Nun Chet. Haumnam, Elam, Tzedek Tedaberun? Haumnam. Elam, Edek, Tedaberun, shalt thou indeed, Haumnam, be dumb, Elam, toward righteousness, Edek, Tedaberun, thou shouldest have spoken, Ha-Emet, ha-emet, emet, the truth. Instead, thou madest thyself out to be a-lem, dumb, and didst not declare my righteousness, sidki. Another explanation of this verse is that David said to them, Have y'all pursued me with justice, with tzedek, as HaTorah, as the Torah says, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 16 and 20. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. With justice, justice shalt thou pursue. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Justice, justice shalt thou pursue. Or, have y'all judged me in righteousness as HaTorah, as the Torah says, even in Vayikra, in Leviticus, Leviticus 19:15, in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Have y'all acted thus? Have ye y'all acted like this? Do y'all judge with equity the sons of men? Do y'all judge with equity the sons of Adam? Mesharim tishtupu b'nei Adam. Hence, hear, the psalm, the mizmor, even mizmor non chet, nun chet, psalm 58, do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Homa, Elam, Erecta Dabarun,
all we got to do is read it for religion identification exclusively. Right now you can see my vibration. It's being designed for the young and old generation. Use the sound of the spirit from creation. As you can hear the original soundtrack. From the record rock on the sidewalk down to the scene. Hey! Baby, the scene is off a graphic feedback, a drop alone and the thing is I would tell ya. The James Bond of soul, I'm allergic to trail. So you can play by the news, cause this if you will, will.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Yea, in heart ye y'all work wickedness. Ye weigh out in the earth the violence of your hand. The wicked are estranged from the womb. The speakers of lies go astray as soon as they are born. Here. Today's psalm is more nun chet. Here. Hebraically, the gimel and the dalet verses, the third and the fourth verses, right here. Yea, in heart ye y'all walk righteousness, work wickedness, ye y'all way out in the earth, the violence of your hands. The wicked, the ratchet are estranged from the womb. The speakers of lies go astray as soon as they be born. Afa beleva olota tis aluna. Ba'aretza chamasa yidekema tifalesun. Zoru arishai me rachem. Ha'ua mi betena dovre chazav. Hear. David said to them, the heart of a man was created to speak truth. As it is said, and he speaketh truth in his heart. Even here, from Psalm 15, Hebraically, the second verse. And he speaketh truth in his heart. V'dover emeta diya levavo, and speaketh truth in his heart. V'dober emeta diya levavo. But ye, y'all, do not so. For even in heart ye all work wickedness. Ye all weigh out in the earth the violence of your hands. Afa belev olota tis alun. Ba'aretza chamasa yidechem tifalesun. In heart your work wickedness. Ah, belay olota tifa alun. Ye your way out in the earth the violence of your hand. Ba'aretza hamas yidekema tifalesun. That is, the hands were created to work goodness and justice, but your hands, y'all hands, walk violence and robbery. The words, the wicked are estranged from the womb. The speakers of lies go astray as soon as they are born. Hear. They psalm the Dalet verse. Zoru Rishaima Meya Rachem. Ta'ua mi beten Dovre Kazav. The wicked, the ratchet are estranged from the womb. Zoru Rishaim Meya Rachem. The wicked, the ratchet, the Rishaim are estranged from the womb, from the matrix. Zoru Rishaim Meya Rachem. The speakers of lies go astray as soon as they be born. Ta'u Ami Beten Dovre Kazav. This means that the righteous are sanctified, are set apart, are Isla, are holy, are sanctified even in the belly and the womb and the matrix. As is said even in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. Big arama et orka. Big arama et arka. Va bet ena yita etika. Uvat arama teits eya me rechema. Diek edashtika. And as Yeshayahu, Esaias, also said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 to 3, the Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he said to me, thou art my servant. Yahuwah, mi betena erani, mi ma'ayin, hi azikir shimi, vayomer li avdi ata. Jehovah hath called me, called I from the womb. Yahuwah, mi betena erani, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. Mim Aishim, he is the Kir Shimi. And he said to me, Wayomer Li, thou art my servant, Abdi Ata. Yahuwa mi betena kerani, mi ma'ei miya izikir shimi, vayomer li avdi ata. But ha rishaim, the wicked, the ratchet, come estranged and wicked and ratchet from the womb, the matrix of their mothers, of their matriarchs, as is said even here in today's song. The wicked, the ratchet, are estranged from the womb. The speakers of lies go astray as soon as they be born. Zoru Rishaim Ame Rachem Ha'ua mi betena dovrei kazab. That is, ha rishaim, the wicked, the ratchet, are known from the womb, the matrix, and from the belly as ratchet. Thus, like this, we, I and I know of Harasha Esau, of the wicked, the ratchet Esau, that even while he was in the belly of Imah, his mother, he strove with Achio Yaakov, his brother Jacob, as it is said even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis chapter 25, verse 22, the children struggled together within her. The children, the sons, habanim, struggle. Vayita rotzitzu habanim, within her, be'irbaha. Vayita rotzitzu habanim be'irbaha. That is to say, in the very belly of Imah, his mother, Esau struggled with Achio, his brother. Hence, David said, ye, y'all too, were estranged from the womb, from the matrix, and ye and y'all too went astray from the belly.
Their venom is like the venom of a serpent. They are like the death ass that stoppeth her ear, which hearkeneth not to the voice of charmers, or of the most cunning binder of spells. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm, Psalm 58, he breaks the fifth and the sixth verses. Chemata lamo, kia demuta chemata nachasha. Komo fetena chresha yaetem azno. Asher lo ishma'a lkola melachishim. Choverach barima mechukam. Their venom is like the venom of a serpent. Chemata lamo, kia demuta chemata nachash. They are like the deaf ass that stoppeth her ear. Komo fetena chresha yaetema azno. Who hearkeneth not to the voice of charmers. Asher lo ishma'a l'kola melachshim, or of the most cunning binder of spells. Chobera chibarima mechukam. David said further to them, Know ye not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, did to HaNachash, did to the serpent? He destroyed his feet and his teeth, so that HaNachash, the serpent, now eats dust. Even so will HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the set-apart one, the sanctified one, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, deal with maligners. As the next verse says, even here, 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 in today's Psalm, Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58, Hebraically the seventh verse that reads, break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the cheek teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Elohim, herasa shnemo betimo, malite ota kafirim, netota Yahuwah. Break their teeth, O Elohim, in their mouth. Elohim, herasa shnemo betimo. Break out the cheek teeth of the young lions, O Jehovah. Malite ota kafrima tnitot Yahuwah. They melt away as water that runneth apace. Hear, hear, hear the next verse. Today's Psalm is Mornon Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58, verse 8. They melt away as water that runneth apace. Yemaisua komoa mayim, yitahalku lamo. Let them, make them melt away as water that runneth apace. Yemaisua komoa mayim, yitahalku lamo. David said, as water, as mayim, when once it is poured out, may not be gathered together to gather again, but runs off apace. So it is with the maligners' slander. Once they utter their words of slander, the words can never be confined to speaker and hearer.
he aimeth his arrows. Yidrokach itzo, yidrokach itzayo. When he aimeth his arrows. Yidrokach itzayo. Said David, as the arrow, when shot from the bow, smite and kill, so does the evil tongue. For it is said, even in Yirmiyahu, in Ernest, in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. Chayta shachuta. Lishonam mirma diber. Their tongue is a sharpened arrow. Chayta shachut. Chayt shachut. Their tongue is a sharpened arrow. Chayt shachut. Lishonam mirma diber. It speaketh deceit, mirma diber. Arrows as they speak, if you hear Dave Tom and Gregory, the eighth verse, Yidroka Chitzayo. Arrows as they speak. That is, whenever they speak. Arrows as they speak. Yidroka Chitzayo. And here, Midrash note, the JV, the Yehudi version, arrows, reads, arrows, let them, make them be as though they were cut off. Arrows, make them be as though they were cut off. Yidroka Chitzayo Kamoa Yita Nolalu. He aimeth his arrows, make them be as though they were cut off. Yidroka Chitzayo Kamoa Yita Molal. They are as a snail which oozes as it goes its way, and so shall fall into fire and never see the sun. Hear the 8th verse, directly hear the 9th verse of today's song, Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, hear. Kumo Shablula Temesa Yahlok, Nefel Eshata Bala Chazu Shamesh. Or also translated as, make them be as a snail which melteth and passeth away, like the untimely birth of a woman that hath not seen the sun. Kumo shablul tenesa yahlo, nefel esheta bala hazu shamesh. Like the snail, kumo shablul, like the shablul that oozes on its way so that its track is known. So the evil tongue oozing on its way makes itself known by its slime. What is the punishment for the evil tongue? It will fall into the fire of Gehenna and not see the sun of the Olam Haba, of the world to come. For the words, and never see the sun. for the word. Here. Balachazu Shamesh. Balachazu Shamesh. And never see the sun means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, because you speak slander, you will fall into Gehenna. Fire, Aish, will devour you. Aish will eat you up. And you will not see the sun of the Olam Haba, of the world to come. But it is said of the righteous, even in Malachi. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 20, it is said of the righteous, to you that fear, that reverence my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. Vizarcha lachem yireya shemiya shemesha tzedaka hua marpe biyach naseha. But to you that fear, that reverence my name, vizarcha lachem yirei shemi, shall the Son of Righteousness, Shemesh Tzedakah, arise with healing in its wings, with healing in her wings. Umarpe Bia Knafeha Wizarcha Lakem Yireya Shemi Shemesha Tzedaka Umarpeya Bia Knafeha. Of the righteous it is said, to you that fear, that reverence, that respect Shemi, my name, shall the Shemesha Tzedaka, the Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in her wings. Wizarcha lakem yirei shemi Shemesha Tzedaka u marpei biya knafeha.